This is Metro Talk. I'm Justin Wingeter. From New York to LA to London, a disturbing trend seems to have emerged in hospital emergency rooms as understaffing and mismanagement have resulted in people dying before they can even see a nurse. I sat down last week with Mark Graben, an expert on how hospitals can improve their efficiency. Here's part one of our talk.
I think a lot of it is when, you know, reaching the ER. You know, emergency rooms are, you know, designed around the idea of triaging patients. So patients that come in, you know, with obvious trauma are prioritized ahead of other patients. You know, it seems like the cases where, you know, patients are dying is when, you know, they come in with, you know, reporting stomach pain or situations that seem like a low priority or what emergency rooms would call a, you know, a low acuity patient. And, you know, there's more and more hospitals that are kind of working to either completely revamp the way triage is done, or they're making improvements to patient flow so that triage just isn't needed. So, you know, one of the problems that occurs is that, you know, the triage desk is often staffed by a nurse or a patient care tech. You know, more and more hospitals are moving to actually put a higher skilled clinician at that triage desk, whether that's a nurse practitioner, a physician assistant, or in some cases even a physician, because they're often more attuned to, it seems, discovering situations where, you know, it might not look serious, but actually, you know, is a more serious condition. So they're trying to do a better job of triage, or, you know, there's more hospitals that are just improving flow through the whole hospital. So one reason the emergency room gets backed up isn't because of anything the emergency room is doing wrong. It's because there are delays trying to get patients admitted into an inpatient bed. Mm. And so, you know, these problems cascade all the way back to the emergency room waiting area. And so when hospitals are, you know, addressing those issues, which usually come down just to simple things like communication and better planning, you know, helping prevent discharge delays on the inpatient side means that patients all the way back to the emergency room waiting room tend to flow through right better. And there's some hospitals that I've seen where, you know, a patient comes in, and if there's not a backup, they take a patient immediately back to an exam room, and they don't even worry about triage. They just take the patient right back. They're seen by a doctor and a nurse right away, you know, even before they're being asked for their billing information. And that's another big complaint, where people get upset when the hospital starts grilling them about their insurance before they really fully address their medical concern. And so that's one other change a lot of hospitals are making.
Again, we are talking with Mark Graben, an expert on hospital efficiency here on Metro Talk. And Mark, we know doctors and nurses are good people who do good work. So what is it about the systems, the systemic stuff in place, which leads to these issues?
Well, in a lot of cases, it's just a matter of, you know, people being overburdened. They're busy caring for other patients. They're busy doing other things. And, you know, there's a lot of activity beyond direct patient care that consumes time. Just, you know, a lot of waste that's driven by bad systems and bad processes. And so one of the things we really focus on with applying this lean methodology to healthcare is helping fix things so that nurses and staff aren't running around searching for supplies or searching for equipment or searching for medications. You know, there's a lot of work done to help make sure that everything the healthcare professionals need is in the exam room and at the point of patient care. And it seems so simple, but, you know, it's just making improvements to those systems helps free up time for the staff members. You know, we want them, and they want to be actually working with patients instead of, you know, fighting fires and jumping through hoops. So doing some relatively simple things, really looking at just supply and equipment organization, frees up a lot of time, which then prevents patient delays and helps keeps things flowing more smoothly. And then, you know, there's other types of things, you know, looking at delays caused by slow laboratory test results or slow radiology lab results. There's a lot of work taking place in hospitals to apply, you know, this lean improvement methodology to reducing the amount of time it takes to get lab and radiology results.
Again, that is Lane Hospital expert Mark Graben on the root causes of emergency room fatalities. We'll have part two of my interview with Mark on Friday here on Metro Talk, a public affairs feature here on WSIE.